Welcome to the Personal Perseverance Project. My name is David Atkins, retired New York State Trooper, million-dollar direct sales, international business earner, author, and keynote motivational speaker, where each week I come here to help you break through your excuses so you can live a life up to your fullest potential. Let the project begin.
That is my mindset. I operate on a level of excellence, and you guys need to wake up every single day, and you need to operate on a level of excellence and create your masterpiece.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. I want to talk to you guys today really about something that has been the main theme of my life from when I was a child. For those of you that read my book at 12 years old and saving up and having a newspaper delivery route to save up for a batting cage delivering newspapers and having to save a few thousand dollars all the way to where I am today. And the underlying thing that for me is to not allow my excuses to ever get in the way. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about your excuses, because your excuses is what's really at the end of the day holding you back. Your excuse of I'm too busy, or I don't have enough time, or if only if, or that person is lucky, like all of these things. And let me tell you, your excuses are exhausting. Your excuses is truly going to hold you back from getting to the next level in your life. And I'm going to give you six main things, six solutions later on in this podcast that will help you overcome your excuses. Now, I get it. Listen, life is hard. We are all going to get knocked down. We have tough things going on in our life. Right now, I know with certainty that if you're listening to this or you're watching me on YouTube, that you absolutely have something going on in your life. You probably can list 25 things going on in your life right now that are challenging you, that are hard to deal with. Many, maybe you even struggle to share them with other people. You have inner demons, you have inner struggles. But the fact is, that is something that everybody faces. Nobody is immune to difficulties in life. We're all going through problems. I like to say, I once heard, we're either in a problem, coming out of a problem, or there's a problem on the horizon tomorrow. And our first line of defense is our excuses that we tell ourselves. And so often right now, you may have been giving or have been saying so many excuses in your life that you actually start to believe that they are true. You actually start to believe that your excuses are fact. But the truth is, Dani Johnson says, and I heard this at one of her conferences many years ago, that excuses are well-planned lies. Your excuses are well-planned lies. And when I heard that, I'm like, wow, like that's pretty powerful, but it's so true. But guys, understand, this is something that I take near and dear, because my entire life up until today, nothing was ever handed to me. My success as a child for saving up to get a batting cage in my backyard at 12 years old that cost $3,000, I did it on my own. My parents didn't buy it for me. Getting to high school and working hard to ultimately get to be an ocean lifeguard, which is so challenging, above and beyond just taking the American Red Cross pool lifeguard test, I got there through hard work and perseverance and not allowing my excuses to even creep in at 16, 17, 18 years old, working really hard in college to help pay my way through college because my parents got a divorce. So having to work at Macy's during times when my friends would go out at night and I was working at Macy's to help save some money, to have some spending money, to help with the school. There were times that my friends would go on spring break. And I remember I had to work to do it. and then studying to do well on the state police exam and then getting through the state police academy and then being a state trooper and seeing that goal of being the New York State Trooper of the Year. And when I didn't get it the year I wanted to go after it, I didn't let it knock me down. I didn't make excuses. I worked harder. Like, did I fail? Of course, but failure is part of the process. But to get to State Trooper of the Year and then do it again for Investigator of the Year, which is our detectives, and then doing it again when it came to building a network marketing business that's predominantly women. The Beachbody company, the body company now, is predominantly woman. And guys, I'm sharing all these things with you because if I made excuses along the way, I wouldn't be here right now. If I made excuses along the way, I wouldn't have been able to be a speaker or write my book or retire at 43 or rise through the ranks of the state police. Like, did I go through trials and tribulations? You bet I did. Did I fail? Yes, but I didn't let it define me. Did I blame other people? No. Did I wait for other people to save me and help me achieve my dreams? No. And I think right now, like, the reason that I could take this to heart and the reason I feel I can share it with you is because I've been through the journey of nothing ever handed to me. I didn't have a business handed to me. And I'm not knocking. Maybe some of you, you know, walked into wealth with your parents or walked into a business that was handed to you. Well, I could tell you this, that didn't happen to me. And for those of you that did, like, you have no excuses. If you were handed a business, you have no right to complain and play the victim game. Guys, the fact of the matter is this. There are people right now in worse situations than you in your life. There are people right now who are struggling more than you're struggling. There are people right now who are dealing with sickness, more than a sickness you're dealing with, an injury more that they're dealing with, death in their family, loss of career, bankruptcy. The most important thing, don't have the health you have. And they're not making excuses. But you're making excuses every single day of why you can't achieve certain things. And at the end of the day, you're the one that's holding yourself back. You're the one that's inhibiting yourself from getting to that next level in your life. You're the one that's stopping yourself because this is the thing. You think you know it all. You think that you're the only one that's going through these rough times, and that's just not true. So I need you to understand, you have to stop justifying your excuses. And you know what? I'm going to say this. No one cares. No one cares. So we get so caught up sometimes making excuses. We feel we need to justify to others. We feel we need to justify to our friends, our family, why we didn't do a certain thing or why we're giving up on that goal or why this job didn't work out or this new business didn't work out or why I didn't give this promotion. And you're making all these excuses. But I'll tell you right now, no one cares. No one cares. I know that's harsh, but the reality is this. They have their own problems they're dealing with. They have their own struggles they're dealing with. So stop trying to make yourself feel good that you need to justify to other people why you're making excuses, because at the end of the day, the only person you're letting down with your excuses is yourself. The only person that you're really truly lying to for you to live up to your fullest potential is that person that you see in the mirror every single morning when you wake up, and that's you. So you're blaming of other people, you're blaming of the circumstances, you blaming the economy, you blaming the president. Guys, let me tell you something. If you truly think, no matter what side of the fence you are when it comes to politics, if you truly think that the president of the United States is the difference between whether you succeed or not, you're in for a rude awakening in life, because there are people right now, you may say, oh my God, everything is horrible. This 2024 year, it's an election year. It's going to be horrible. There are people right now who are out there killing the game, who are blowing up in their health and fitness, who are walking around extremely fit and strong and building businesses. There are people that are winning. There are always people that are winning. And some of the most successful people succeed in the times of the worst times of life and in history, because there's always opportunity. And you're sitting here blaming other people. Like, you got to get over it, you know? And you have to stop consuming all the negative stuff out in the world, because you're just giving yourself permission to continue to make excuses. My friends, it is no one else's job to support your goals or your dreams but yourself. It's nobody's job to give you or lift you up or to give you this opportunity or to take care of you than yourself. Nobody gave me my business. Nobody said, David, we're going to promote you through the ranks of the state police. I needed to do the work. I needed to study. I needed to spend 6 months of studying late into the night and putting the time in. I had to stay up late at night when nobody was watching me to build my big network marketing business that changed my life at 11 o'clock at night when my kids and maybe my wife was sleeping. I needed to do the work. When I decided to publish a book and write a book and become an author, I had to sit in my office by myself and brainstorm chapters and do the work. I have to be the one that goes and speaks on stage when I do my keynote presentations. I'm the one that needs to take care of my kids. It's nobody else's job to make my life and create the life I want to live other than myself. So stop blaming your wife or waiting for your wife to rescue you or your husband to rescue you or your sister or your mom or dad, or waiting for the next promotion or waiting for the next raise or waiting to be less busy. Guys, it's that you need to take ownership. It's you. You are the problem. It's nobody else but you. And I can tell you this. I remember when I would wait for my life to free me. I remember when I was six figures in debt from poor credit card choices, thousands, tens and thousands of dollars in credit card debt, living beyond my means, just swiping my credit card. And I remember when I was in that state and I was about 25 pounds heavier than I was now, and I didn't have great energy and I was struggling. Let me tell you, this was when I was an investigator with the state police. My wife was a school teacher with her master's degree. We had two kids going on three. You think we're living the American dream? And let me tell you, I had the blame game. I was waiting for the state police to free me, waiting for them to give me that raise so I can get out of debt. I was waiting when I used to bicker with my wife over finances or our marriage wasn't going well to hurt for my wife to free me, meaning when is my wife going to change? When is she going to get better? When is she going to free me from this burden? I remember the busyness and how tired I was and said, you know, I'm waiting for life to free me so I'm not as busy. And you know what, my friends? They didn't need to free me. I needed to free myself. And if you're always playing victim mentality, you don't know when your last day on earth may be, and you may be held hostage by yourself for the rest of your life. You need to free yourself of excuses. You need to free yourself of blaming other people. You need to free yourself and take ownership of your life. Your excuses are exhausting. Your negative posts and rants on social media are exhausting. And let me tell you something. The algorithm on social media, you may say, oh my God, it's so negative. There's all these negative things going on in the world. The algorithm is just putting back in your face what you're putting out there. If you are somebody that's negative and making excuses, your feed in social media is probably full of other people who are negative, making excuses, blaming the government, blaming politics, blaming all that for your lack of success. You know what would happen if you went on social media every night and you would actually, anything negative, you were actually to unfollow that person or snooze that person for 30 days. And then after you spend 10 minutes doing that, you went to the search bar, maybe on your Instagram, and you searched positivity. And then you started following and liking and engaging with positive posts. You know what the algorithm will do going forward? You will start seeing positivity and things in your feed that have nothing to do with making excuses. So if you are out there and you have a negative feed and there's people complaining and whining, well, I'm letting you know that's because you're complaining and whining and you're negative in your own life and you're holding yourself back from achieving success. My feed on my social media, it's positive. It's uplifting. I don't have that. There's anything negative on there, goodbye. It doesn't serve me. So let me tell you something. You want to get a snapshot of the person you are? Go look at your social media and read everything that's there because you attract who you are. You put good out in the world, good comes back to you. You put positivity out in the world, positivity comes back to you. You put negative out in the world, negative will come back to you. So guys, with that, I want to talk about six main solutions, to help you stop making excuses. And the first one, like this ground zero, is you need to recognize that you're making them. We all make them. Every single day, people make them because I still strongly believe that 98% of the world lives life by default, meaning we allow the circumstances of our life to control how we show up and how we react every day. The majority of people, we wake up, we immediately go into reactive mode. We're on our email, we're on social media, we're responding to other people's emails and notifications. Remember, like I've said before, your inbox is somebody else's agenda. So you're in reactive mode. Whatever you see on the news, you're in reactive mode. That's how you live. That's the attitude in your life. You are living a life by default. That's what 98% of people do. The 2%ers living life by design, the 2%ers, my first point is this. They take ownership of their life. Let me say it again. The first point is this. You need to take ownership of your life. When you take ownership of your life, even if something happens to you that's not your fault, follow me here. I'm going to say this slowly. If you are willing to take ownership of your life, even when things go wrong, you are finally not giving power over your life to somebody else. The most freeing thing in the world is that when you take ownership of your life, you don't allow any outside sources, even if they have something to do with it, control how you respond. Why? Because you're like, I'm in control of my life. You know what? Oh, I got in this fender bender accident. You know, that person shouldn't have hit me in the back. You know, take ownership of it. Maybe if you left 5 minutes earlier, you wouldn't have got into that accident. All right? You need to start taking ownership and thinking that way, that it's on you. It's nobody else's job to support you. It's your job. It's your job to take that first step. It's nobody else's job. You need to take ownership of your life. When you do that and you finally don't allow anything else to impact you or affect you or allow you to blame them or wait on somebody else to support you or wait on somebody else to make that purchase from your business or wait on somebody else to give you that motivation. Once you get rid of all that, you take ownership of your life. It is the most freeing feeling in the world. Why? Because I live it every single day. I realize it's my job. It's my life. It's my role. It's my responsibility. If I want to be a great husband, if I want to be a great dad, if I want to be one of the best motivational speakers as I'm growing in that journey, it is on me. It is me that must take ownership. Guys, number two is this. You need to change your attitude. There's something that I love and I've heard before, and it says your attitude determines your altitude. Let me say that again. Your attitude determines your altitude, and your negative complaining, whining on your soapbox, this is so horrible, is what's holding you back. Understand this. You cannot control what happens to you every single day, but you 100% control how you react. Your attitude is a choice. Your energy is a choice. How you decide to react to certain things every single day is a choice. The energy that you bring every single day is a choice. And you need to change your attitude from constantly playing victim mentality to a winning mindset. Is it easy? No, guys. I know it's not easy. You have to work at it every single day. You have to be intentional. As John Maxwell talks about the law of intentionality in the 15 invaluable laws of growth, you need to be intentional, and you need to catch yourself that when you jump on the bandwagon of negativity and you have a poor attitude, you need to say, I'm not going to participate in this. I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm not going to have a bad attitude. You control that. And listen, right now, you are a product of the choices and decisions you've made up until this point. I'll say it again. You are a product of the choices and decisions you made up until this point. And the majority of time, if you're not where you want to be, it's because you have a poor attitude and you're making poor decisions and choices. So you need to change your attitude. Guys, number three is this. This is something that my wife and I live by. It's something that we shared with our team when, you know, you get knocked down and trials and tribulations happen. Listen, I know we all go through struggles. I know we all get knocked down. No one is immune to it. I said that in the beginning of this podcast. But you can give yourself, this is the rule, 24 hours to be on your soapbox, to have your pity party, but you need to make the 24-hour rule that I live by. And the 24-hour rule is simply this. You get 24 hours to maybe complain and whine and bitch about what happened to you. But after that, it's in the past. You need to move on. There's a reason why the rearview mirror is a lot smaller than the front windshield, because you're not going backwards, my friends. So whatever happened to you, whatever complaining you have, whatever whining you're doing, understand if you're complaining and your attitude's negative and you're whining, it's because you're talking about or thinking about something in the past. So you get 24 hours. The 24-hour rule is after that, you need to move on. And my wife and I, we often call ourselves out on that. If something bad happens, she's like, or I'm like, 24 hours, fine, I'll hear you out. But tomorrow, that needs to change. Guys, the next thing helping you getting off your excuses, number four is this. You need to work off a schedule. You need to work off a schedule in what you're doing every single day. Listen to me. Either you control your hours or they control you. I'm going to say that again. Either you control your hours or they control you. Now listen, waking up and saying, I know I got to get up. I get my kids off to school. Or I get up, I get myself showered, I go to work, I come home, I have to go to something in my community, or I need to go food shopping, run errands, I got to take my kids somewhere, and then I have to eat dinner, and then, you know, I'm watching some TV and winding down, and then I know my hours, David. I know what I'm doing every single day. I wholeheartedly disagree. Because one of the number one things and excuses that people make is I'm too busy. And if you actually sat down and you were to map out, okay, there's 24 hours in a day. If I sleep, and I'm going to go the high end because I don't believe everybody needs 8 hours of sleep. I sleep between 6 and 7 hours, but let's say 8 hours, okay? If you actually mapped out your time and you controlled your hours, let's walk this through. 24 hours in a day, subtract the 8 hours that you sleep, you have 16 hours left. Okay, 16 hours left. Let's say you work an 8-hour day, but you have an hour commute each way. All right, that's 10 hours out of the 16 you have left. You have 6 hours left in your day. Let's say that two or three of those hours are spent with your kids, family, dinner time, maybe some activities. So now you went from 6 hours, take 3 hours out, 3 hours left. What are you doing with those 3 hours? The majority of people, they say, watch about 3 to 4 hours of television or scrolling on social media every single day. Go to your phone right now. Go to your phone usage. Go look at how much time you spend on certain apps on your phone. My friends, you're not too busy. You're able to get that exercise in. You're able to start that business. You're able to work your business. It's not a time problem. It's a management time. You're not managing your time effectively. You need to work off a schedule down to the 15, 30 minutes. So let me explain. Like, my morning routine, which is very sacred to me, like, my alarm goes off at 4:15 in the morning. I know exactly from 4:15 to 4:30, I'm getting my pre-workout drink ready. I'm getting dressed in the morning. I'm putting my contacts in. I'm going downstairs. I'm drinking my pre-workout drink. By 4:30, I'm sitting down in my family room to meditate, to pray, to go through positive affirmations, to go through gratitude, right? To read a little bit of scripture every single day. And meditation, that's 30 minutes. I know 4:30 to 5 a.m., I am in my quiet place, all right? Then from 5 to 5:15, I'm getting ready and I'm getting to the gym. I'm driving there 5 minutes away. I'm there by 5:15. By 5:20, I'm working out. By 6:05, my 45-minute workout, I'm done. I'm walking on the treadmill for 30 minutes, 6:35. I get home at 6:45 because I walk right out. I bring my daughter to the bus at 6:52. At 6:52, I'm back in the house by 7 a.m. I then shower and get ready so I can take my other daughter to high school because I like being home to take my kids to the bus. And I take her at 7:40. I'm home by 8 a.m. And then I'm eating some breakfast. And then I'm here in the office as I'm recording this right now in the morning. From 4:15 to 8:15 in the morning so far, my friends, I knew what I was doing down to every 15 minutes. Are you waking up and just kind of going through the motions in life going, I have to work today. I have to work. I have to drive to school today. No, I've got more done in the last couple of hours than some people will get done an entire week. I've exercised. I've eaten healthy foods. I've meditated. I've went through gratitude journal. I've prayed. I've done so much. Why? Because I control my hours. They don't control me. And why does this play into helping you with your excuses? Because you're not allowing the excuse of I'm too busy, which is the biggest excuse I hear, to get in your way. You're not too busy. You're not managing your time effectively. So something you can do on Sundays, I recommend you sit down on Sundays, you map out your week. You write in, I got to work. I have to work 8 hours Monday, 8 hours Tuesday. You schedule in. My kids have soccer practice, hockey practice, baseball, whatever it is. You schedule it in. You schedule in your dinner time with the family. Not saying, hey, everybody, we're eating at this time. But you block it out. You block out the most important things. Family first, work, all of those things. Then find the gaps. Then find the gaps. And let me tell you right now, it's a choice. If you're like, oh, I do, I found 2 or 3 hours, and you choose to be going to watch Netflix, that's on you. But you know what? You're not allowed to complain and blame and play victim mentality that you're too busy. You're not too busy. And I'll tell you right now, some people, oh, David, I need to decompress. Let me tell you, Netflix series of TV is not decompressing you the best way. You know what could be decompressing you? Meditation, sitting in quiet, just thinking. Why? Because we are in a world that we're overstimulated all the time. We're on computers, we're on our phones, and just going home and then all of a sudden saying, okay, now I'm going to watch TV. I'm not saying there's not a good time to watch a good movie or watch a good TV show. But if you are somebody that spends hours every night watching TV, the reason why that you may be stressed out and too busy is because you're consuming things that aren't filling your cup. All right? That's number four. Number five is this: get an accountability partner. Find somebody else that's looking to better their life and get better. Find somebody else that you could text with every morning as accountability. Did you get your workout in? Hey, how did your diet go today? Or send a positive motivational message. Trust me, maybe you need to be the change you want to see. Some of you may say, but David, I don't have anybody like that. Start a group thread. You have some family and friends and say every day, I want to send each other some motivational messages. I have a group thread. I get a message every single morning, a text message from my friend Brian. He sends it and it's always a long little paragraph of inspiration and motivation. He started that. You can be that change. Get an accountability partner. If you're starting to work out, put a post up on social media. Say, is there anybody looking that's looking to get healthy and fit? I'd love to have some accountability. Ask your spouse to join you, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your siblings. Accountability is going to help you so that when you want to make excuses, they can say, no, that's an excuse. You can't skip your workout. You have to eat healthy. No, you need to read that book. No, you need to put those extra hours in. No, you have to stop blaming other people. Stop playing a victim. You're not too busy. No, it is your job to go after things. Accountability partners do great things. You are a product of your environment. Right? That's they say birds of a feather flock together. So find an accountability partner. And if you can find somebody that's more successful than you, then you hit a grand slam. Okay? If you can find somebody that has already achieved what you want to achieve, then that's a grand slam. And you know what? If you want to take it to a higher level, like you want to go all in, then hire a life coach. Hire somebody that's going to keep you accountable. You know, I work with people when I built my business and work with clients one-on-one as their coach. So every day to give them accountability, making them check in with me so that they can in fact keep themselves accountable so they can get better. I become that. Some of you, maybe you need to invest some of your money instead of investing it into more clothing that makes you feel good for that one time you wear it or investing into a fancy car. How about you invest some money into yourself instead of going on that vacation and spending all that money? Maybe you don't go on such an extravagant vacation and you take that difference of money and you invest it into yourself, because there is no better investment than investing into yourself. Nothing. There's no better investment than investing into yourself. So you need to get an accountability partner. And if you really want to take it to another level, maybe you invest in hiring somebody. I have hired coaches, life coaches, business coaches multiple times to help me to get me to where I am today, because I don't know all the secrets. I don't know all the answers. Every gold medalist, every pro athlete has a coach. Tiger Woods has a coach. Michael Jordan had his own personal trainer, Tim Grover. They all have coaches. They all invest into people, even the best in the world. Stop trying to figure it out yourself. Get an accountability partner or invest in yourself. And guys, the last thing, number six, is this. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's not meant to be easy. Making excuses is the easy thing to do. But let me tell you something. You make excuses now, you will live a hard life later. You will have regret later on that you didn't go after certain things. You will struggle maybe with your health because you weren't willing to be uncomfortable now and maybe getting healthy and fit. But later on in life, now you're dealing with high blood pressure, obesity, or maybe you didn't start that business because it got hard. But you know what's harder later on in life? Having regret. You know what? Maybe you decided early on it was not worth taking that extra time to invest into your spouse and have communication and transparency to work things out. But you know what's harder later on in life? Maybe having a divorce and your kids going through that. Guys, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because the growth happens when you're uncomfortable, right? The growth happens when you face adversity. And we're all going to fail. We're all going to get knocked down, but it's a learning curve. That's part of the process. If you are in the state of being uncomfortable, you're exactly where you need to be. Somebody once said to me, David, stay in the fire. I'm like, this is happening and that's happening. And it was all the growing pains I was going through. And he said to me, David, stay in the fire. Meaning just keep going forward. Keep staying uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, I'll tell you right now, every single day I'm uncomfortable. Every single day I'm trying to stretch myself. Even right now, with my goals and dreams that I have, it's requiring me to get a higher skill set. It's requiring me to read more. It's requiring me to ask more questions. It's requiring me to feel overwhelmed at times. It's required to go through all these things. But I know this, that being uncomfortable is going to get me there. Listen, at the end of every principle is a promise, but at the end of your emotions is nothing. Let me say that again. At the end of every principle is a promise, but at the end of all of your emotions is nothing. What do I mean by that? Principle says if you're consistent and disciplined and you continue to show up and never give up, you will succeed. You just can never give up. That's principles, consistency, discipline. Never give up. We all know they work. But at the end of your emotions is nothing. What I mean by that, if you go on your emotions of, I don't want to be uncomfortable, this is hard, oh my goodness, well, guess what? At the end, you're not going to win in your life. You're not going to get to that next level. So sometimes you need to anchor your actions every single day on the principles of life that are tried and true, that have a track record, that work. Consistency and dedication and not making excuses, all of those things, but it will require you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So guys, that's the wrap up. Again, the 6 solutions: take ownership. You need to change your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. You only get 24 hours, the 24-hour rule. Work off a schedule, okay? Stop waking up and just going through the motions every single day. Get an accountability partner and get comfortable being uncomfortable. My friends, I hope this was of value to you today. Please comment below, share this episode, share it, text it to a group of friends. Let's make the world a better place. And I cannot do this alone. I put out to the world to serve all of you, to help you live a life up to your fullest potential, to get better in your life, to have a vision in your life, to improve, to have a positive mindset, to not procrastinate, live your life with a sense of urgency. I push this out there. But if this helped you, share it with other people so we can change the world for the better. I will talk to you guys soon, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Personal Perseverance Project. My goal every single day is to help people live up to their fullest potential. So please share this episode, subscribe to my channel, and maybe even leave a review. Be sure to connect and follow me on all my social media channels. And if you would like more information about me potentially being a keynote speaker at your event, or maybe you want to work with me one-on-one as your private coach, be sure to go to my website at davidakinspeaks.com for more information. Thank you.